Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to wherever, whatever time zone you are tuning in. This is Vance Rogers, Saturday AM Live, and it is truly an exciting day. I wish we could have done this call yesterday with April Fools, because I could have had a whole string of long laundry list of all kinds of wonderful little pranks, kind of like what happened 20 years ago. I don't know if you guys remember back in the news when a certain fast food franchise by the name of Taco Bell announced that they had purchased the Liberty Bell in Independence Hall in Philadelphia to help reduce the national debt, which we didn't have much back then compared to today. But they announced that, and it was created quite an uproar, a stir. I mean, protests. I mean, staged, protests of people up in arms about a restaurant chain purchasing a national, you know, historic item, you know, an icon of that nature to use as part of their slogan. And they renamed it the Taco Liberty Bell, Taco Bell. And the U.S. press secretary in the White House, when commenting later on it, said, yes, and actually we're opening up bids from several companies, and one of them, which has already stepped up, is Ford Motor Company, and they have bought the Lincoln Memorial in this same note, and now being renamed the Ford Lincoln Mercury Memorial. And of course, this was in continuation of April Fool's. So everything that I'm going to share this morning is not part of an April Fool's joke or story or prank or hoax or anything, so you won't have to be up in arms about it at all. I merely, in the next few minutes, want to, I'm going to keep my comments and my contributions as short as possible, but I want to share just some of the highlights. Most of you know that on March 18th, I had the privilege, Emily and I, our middle daughter, had the privilege of joining us from Corbett, Oregon, the small town of Corbett that's not even on the map, primarily from my brother's church, where he serves as an elder, and every other year he's hosted and led a team of people from their church. Usually it's about 50% high schoolers and 50% adults. And they have gone down now for, I think this was their sixth or seventh trip, to a small little village called Papalote, Mexico, which is 220 miles south of Tijuana. It's on the Baja Peninsula, about 2 miles from the Pacific Ocean. And it's an entirely agricultural community. Companies like, I just forgot the name of the main company, Driscoll's. Which is a very large berry and produce company, half some organic, some not so organic, but they literally harvest from thousands upon thousands of fields. It's not like a valley, like so much like the Willamette Valley here in Oregon, but it's got the mountain range that comes up off of the coastal land there, but that flat land is just filled with some amazing fertile soil, and they have converted it all to what's called screenhouses. Not greenhouses, but screen. These are about a story and a half high structures, and they produce everything and anything that can be grown. Right now, they're harvesting strawberries until May. They start, I think, end of December, beginning of January, harvesting strawberries. And that's the main product they're doing right now. And anyways, we had the privilege of linking arms with a young pastor and his wife and their, I think he was 3 or 4 year old boy. And they are living on site on a chunk of property right in the middle of one of the little suburb towns. I think it's still considered Papalote, but it was just down the road from where we were staying. And they're living in a camper, not quite a fifth wheel, but decent size. And the church that they have pastored there for years is what's known as the Garage Door Church. And it's a church entirely built out of recycled garage doors from California, the one-piece, flip-up garage doors that went out of style a few decades ago. Well, their entire church is built out of that for the walls. And then the roof, the ceiling, is two billboards. Not the wood structure from a billboard or an advertisement, but the screen that goes on it. It's a heavy, like, tarp plastic that's imprinted with a logo, and I can't remember what it was advertising, but that's their existing church right now. And they've got carpet, They do, they do meet with class. The carpet, of course, is laid right on top of the sandy loam soil, so it's a little uneven, but they've got carpet, mind you. And since it never rains there, they don't have to worry about moisture, whisking its way up through the carpet. But what we showed up to upon arrival on Monday, that would have been the 21st, we thought we were going down to do some masonry work and set the windows on the main floor, which was all cinder block walls. And instead, we showed up to that being completely framed up, and the floor, all the joists and the sheeting, the plywood, on the floor of the second story, which is where they're going to be their new home. So in 5 days, what we had the opportunity to do, along with the pastor who worked right alongside of us, and about four or five college-age students, in their mid-20s or so, and some were even teenagers, that were from the local church there, because this is their church. This was not something we were doing. This was theirs. And we engineered, built, lifted, set all seven of the walls on that house floor, that second story, all the exterior walls, 50 feet by, let's say, 18 feet was the width at the widest point. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that other portion was about 22 feet wide. And then also built and engineered, thanks to a lot of geometry that my brother and I had to force ourselves to remember back from our high school days, built a pattern and all 26 of the trusses. And then lifted and set them in place one by one. And when we left on Good Friday, just 5 days later, after 4.5 days of work, the roof, all the roof panels, half of the roof panels, I should say, were in place. And to look back, and this is my point. Sorry to, pontificate for so long. This is my point, is that when you look at the concept of the word team, there's a lot of acronyms that have been made up over the years. My favorite is together, everyone achieves more, when you break down that word team. And I can literally, honestly say that together, everyone achieved more with that project and what we were able to accomplish in a very, very short amount of time. I remember at one point, I think it was the second or third day, Dwight, who is the missionary kind of contractor guy that was coordinating everything that hosted us, he said, Vance, I've got one problem with you. Now, mind you, I was the guy who did all of the sawing. I was the lumber specialist. When most of the time they never came off that second story and they would toss down a block of wood or they would yell down a measurement and I'd grab a piece of lumber and I'd cut the length, width, ripped it, whatever needed to be done. And that was my contribution to the project. I made a lot of sawdust, let's put it that way, with very little scrap, maybe 3 wheelbarrows full of scrap when we were done because I wanted to utilize everything we had. We had a stack of 2x4s, 8 feet long, that were a pallet in width and about 5 feet high. And by the end of the second day, that pallet was reduced to, just a pallet. There was no more lumber. Same thing with our pile or stack of sheeting. He jokingly said, I used to have a pile of lumber here, and it's all gone. What did you do with it all? And I said, it's not in scrap. I can guarantee you that. There was no scrap pile. We literally used everything we could, even the concrete forms that were bracing up the, the headers above the windows and the block. We ripped those out, and we cleaned them up, and we cut those up for blocking up in the, the attic space. But it was such an amazing experience to be able to push that healthy society pillar because our society is both here, near, and far. We get involved in our own little homes, our communities, and then the near would be our, neighboring cities, being involved in a garbage pickup day or feed the homeless or something like that. And some of us may have that in our own little here, the here community. But the far is always going out and about, planning something strategically. And I encourage everybody, you got to do it at least once a year. This is the first work project overseas that I had the privilege of being part of. I've been overseas a zillion times, Venezuela, El Salvador, Russia, Ukraine, Africa, India, China, all these different places, and being part of ministry-type projects where you're speaking and you're doing vacation Bible schools and doing dramas in schools and working in orphanages and all that, but never having an opportunity to actually build hands-on in a very strategic way in a short amount of time. And I kept thinking the whole time we were there, especially on the long drive home, that this is exactly what we do in NECAN. Together, everyone achieves more. If we'll take the principles that we're utilizing in our day-to-day lives, or whether we're working or whether we're retired, whatever the day-to-day routine is, hopefully it's doing something productive. But if we'll take those same life-changing, good success principles and apply them to our NECAN business, I think it's best summed up by saying it this way. Dave Stoltzfus and I were dialoguing via text 2 mornings ago, and he said, Vance, we need to learn to put network marketing first and NECAN second. And I thought, that's what we did in Mexico. We had a standard policy from the second we got on the job site, as Dwight was explaining to us, and he said, relationships come first. If you have the opportunity to stop and have a conversation with the pastor or his wife or some of the other people you're working with, and in your broken your broken Spanish or Spanglish, as we called it, you can converse with them and build a relationship. He said, that trumps this project. People always trump projects. And he didn't say it that way, but that's exactly the way I interpreted it, because that's what was more important. And I remember on the very last day, I was up, nailing blocking in as the sheeting, the roof is coming across, the roof panels are coming across, and the pastor and I are up on step ladders, actually on scaffolding, and we're nailing in the last minute blocking before they, come across. And he looked at me and he said, do you do this for work back home? And I said, no, I work actually in my home for a Japanese wellness company. And his head kind of went sideways. He said, what's that? And I explained to him magnetics and, the energy of the earth that God put in the earth that we get to derive from. We just bring it in our home. He said, oh. And I said, this is just for fun. I love doing this because I don't get a chance to use the DNA that I was born with, in the construction industry. And he went on, and we dialogued back and forth. But, that was one of those memorable moments that I'll never forget. People always trump projects. And what we're striving to do in NECAN is simply, number one, before NECAN, should be network marketing, exactly as Dave Stoltzfus reminded me, that the relationships come first. I look down at the numbers from the month of March, and I'm just blown away. Mom and I were talking about this last night. I looked down her watch list of leaders that she's mentoring. Her and my father are mentoring. I looked down at the Team Rogers list that I call them, and 90% of these people hit the benchmarks, the goals that they wanted to, or they at least hit 500 to, get that quality enrollment status and to get the $25 in free product. I mean, this is a win-win. And I thought, why is this? It's because they've learned these principles and the fact that together everyone achieves more, but it starts with building a relationship. And that's what we got to do, in the 5 days on the job site in Mexico. It started with the church service Sunday night, and it ended with the circle up, prayer gathering before we left at O'Dark 30 on Saturday morning, a little after 6 a.m. to get to the border, so we could get three of our team members to the San Diego airport so they could catch their flight. And everything we did was always about relationships. I mean, I look back at the faces of some of these people that we got to do life with for almost a full week, from Sunday to Saturday, and these are lifelong friends. Absolutely lifelong friends. The customers that I gained out of it, two of them have already signed up, and I've got an appointment later today with one of our team members who doesn't sleep. Imagine that. She was so excited about the results she had with the Magflex that she walked up to me and handed me a wad of cash, and I said, what's this for? She said, it's for the back magnet. I love it. It's working. Now, granted, to keep it on her body, because we didn't have one of the Focus on Growth little sleeves to slide it in, she took a shoelace and tied it around her waist, right around her belly button, to keep it stuck on her back, because otherwise it just kept shifting and sliding and falling off. And she said, it's working, though. I love this thing. So I called her this week and said, hey, you mentioned while we were on the trip that you have problems sleeping. And she said, yeah. I said, well, how's that going? She said, it's not good. I said, well, NECAN's more than just about a back magnet. you know, about a chunk of plastic with, you know, 29 pieces of magnetic device in it. And I said, sleep is our real foundation. And she said, well, tell me something I don't know. You know, and I, so the more we talked, and we were at one point on the way down, we slept at a church in San Diego, and I got to see her routine for going to bed, and it was not pretty. You know, the CPAP machine, all the other medications, and all this junk she's having to do just to go to sleep. And she doesn't sleep but maybe 2-3 hours a night. That's a good night. One of the nights she said she didn't sleep at all. So she worked half a day and then went back to the base so she could get some sleep. But we're getting together later today. She said, Vance, I'm open. I want to see what you got. You know, it started with the relationship, though. And here's the irony, is Judy was my bus driver when I was back in high school. And now we were teammates together, working together, arm in arm, and to be able to complete a project like this. So just want to remind everybody that remember the principles of team. Together, everyone achieves more. And if we can look at our prospects, our contact list, our customers, our consultants, and we can identify what they contribute best to the team, do our job to pull that out of them. If they're simply a customer and they bought one or two products, see if you can pull more out of them, not to spend money or to get on the customer auto ship program, which is absolutely excellent, and I want to talk about that for a few minutes to clearly explain my triple play concept, because I don't think I've had the opportunity to do that yet on Saturday AM Live, to show you, and some of you may want to grab a pencil and paper so I can give you a perfect example of why we should not have a personal auto ship anymore, period, okay? Wouldn't be prudent, not at this juncture, to do a little, you know, Dana Carvey routine here, or former, you know, George Bush, our president, who was repeatedly saying that. Wouldn't be prudent, not at this juncture. The principles really come into play of finding out what people want and need, and then pulling that out of them, because they're part of our team. They're part of our network. Again, the network comes first. The relationships come first. And when we really milk that and push it, then that's when we're going to, this team that we're part of is going to really, really sail to heights way beyond we ever imagined before. So on that note, let me switch gears real quick. I typed this up. Dennis and Ruth sent down an amazing, amazing email the other day. I don't remember what day it was, with an attachment that explained a little bit about this as well. I call it the triple play. And thank you, Nancy Cosman. I think she's on the line. Her and I were divulging about this about 3 weeks ago or so. The idea hit me while I was in the shower, which is where most of my ideas hit me. I haven't gotten to the point of, you know, using the dry erase marker that's in my medicine cabinet where I've got notes all over my mirror. I haven't taken that into the shower yet and drawn on the glass, but I'm almost there. But this idea was so simple because we'd already done it, and, you know, some would call it manipulation of the system. Some would call it milking. I just call it, you know, as my friend Herb Rapp reminded me, you're just utilizing the system. That's all you're doing. And what I mean by that is this. Let me use an executive that's in our organization as an example. I was looking down our personal group volume in our group, and we have, you know, executives, seniors, directs, and even some old existing bronzes that qualified as bronze under the old system. And I was noticing that we have this new icon, this little star or little cross symbol, and those are people who have personal volume, but they don't have any customer volume, okay? And so if you put your cursor on that, you can see an amount pops up. And if you click on that, you can see their order that they place underneath their own ID number if it's not a retail order or it's not a customer order. So it comes up as that little star, that little cross icon. It's brand new. It was just introduced on, I think it was March the 30th in the afternoon. It wasn't there in the morning. Trust me, I checked on Wednesday morning. It was not there. But at any rate, let's take the executive, for example. They ordered about $200, all of which are consumable nutritional products, in just a regular order. Now, had they put that on auto ship, they could have saved themselves, you know, another 10% below the cost of wholesale. But they didn't do that. Now, as an executive, on a $200 order, let's use the calculation of about 80%, the CV, the commissionable volume. Some products are a little more, some are a little less, but let's just say on average, it came out to $160 commissionable volume. That would be 80% of 200. If I'm going too fast, I apologize, but there's only so much time. You can scribble it down and do the math yourself. On that, what would they yield at a 10%, you know, commissionable volume as an executive? They would get about a 10% back of that of 160, roughly about $16. Now, when you deduct out the maintenance fee or the accounting fee or whatever they call it, they're going to walk away with about $11 or $12, somewhere in that neighborhood, okay? What if we could triple that? What if we could introduce Vance Rogers Triple Play and more than actually triple the income derived from that? What would that be worth? And here's how you do that. You take that same $200 consumable order and you register a customer, okay? I don't want to repeat again what I said months ago, that we should just be registering random fictitious people like our dog or our Aunt Mabel that passed away a decade ago, that we just need a name. You know, you can come up with viable customers. We place orders underneath our customers all the time. I pop them a text or I give them a call and say, hey, I placed this order underneath you. You're going to get an email. Oh, I already did. I was wondering what that was because I didn't order anything. I did this to my father-in-law last month. And he called in a panic and said, I didn't order this. What, Vance, what's going on? I said, well, look at the invoice, Dad. It's not coming to you in Massachusetts. It's coming to me. It's my order. Oh, I thought that's what that was. I need to get an order in just to get the numbers where they needed to be. But here's my point. You put that same $200 consumable order underneath of a customer. Okay? You ship it back to you. You don't have to ship it to the customer. It's coming to you. And now, if you have a legal-age child, well, they really don't even have to be legal age. We have our two oldest daughters, Emily and McKenna, set up as customers. I've got them set up in two different strategic places, and I periodically use them. I put all of our main auto ship consumption underneath McKenna. She's 17, so she's not literally legal of age, but she's a viable customer. She's consuming those products as well, so why not put it underneath of her? And our auto ship goes through the end of the month, and that's where I see where exactly what our nutritional needs are going to be for the next month. And then, case in point, this executive, had they put that $200 order underneath of a customer, they not only would still receive their 10% as an executive, because now they're qualified. And that's the big point that Dennis and Ruth are making in their emails they're sending out, is now you're qualified because you need at least one customer sale and 100 points of customer activity to be qualified to get paid. It's no longer you have to do $100 on auto ship, on your own personal auto ship. It's you need to have a customer sale. This, we should have had this all the time with the intention as a consultant doing business. We need to have customer sales, right? So you still get that $11 or $12 from the 10% as an executive. And then, because they're a customer, we automatically derive 25% override a retail or customer profit because it's a customer sale, even though it's on auto ship discounted at 25%. So we're still paying this particular order, this particular executive, they're actually paying 5% less because they place it as a regular order, not on auto ship. Well, a 25% discount on the nutritionals drops that at 5% less than we pay than what they paid. So now, on that 25%, they're deriving an additional $50 in the 25% markup. Because they're a customer. It's built in there. And then they get their original $11, $12 or whatever that comes out to. So now we're up to 61 or 62. But here's the triple play. Here's how you get to third base. If that same executive would get a few more customer orders, we had 11 customer orders last month. I was just amazed looking down our organization. So people like Leon Bates. Leon Bates is a retired minister, and he is before that he was an electrical engineer, or an engineer of some sort, should know this, but I looked down his customer list and all the customer orders that were placed under his ID number, And I thought, his primary full-time job is to caretake for his wife. And yet he's got time to go get all these customers. I said, this is amazing, absolutely amazing. And here's my point. Looking at what we can do with a few other customers, getting to that $500 market, that's all we do is $500 in customer volume, customer point. Then we're going to get an additional, here's the triple, here's the third base, we're going to get an additional $25 in free product from Nikan. So instead of, as an existing executive, getting $11 or $12 commission on that $200 auto ship order, which you actually are not going to get because you got to have a retail sale to get paid, so they get nothing. They're getting that original amount. They're getting the $50 from the 25% commission from the customer sale. And then if they get a few more customers in, they're going to get an additional $25 in free product, which there again, that extra $300 in customer volume, that's going to put an additional $75 in their pocket. So bottom line, worst case scenario, if this particular executive would have just taken and ordered that same $200 in consumable products as an auto ship order underneath of a customer, they could have even registered their spouse if they wanted to. You can do that. It's totally legit and legal. Don't believe for a second, not even a nanosecond, that you can't have a distributorship and a customership raised at the same address, to the same house, with the same name. You can do it. Okay? Trust me. I've done it more than once. Okay? So don't believe that for a word of it, because at one point in my Nikan history, we had a platinum, two golds, and a diamond all registered at the same address. My parents, one of their golds who was living on the property in a fifth wheel, my brother who was, I don't think he was even married at the time, and then we were living across the property in a separate dwelling, but all with the same physical mailing address, okay? So there's no reason why a distributorship, a consultantship, and a customer account can't be registered at the same address. But again, worst case scenario, this particular example, this particular executive would have walked away with an extra $50 in their pocket and actually got paid, okay, mind you, because you don't get paid if you don't have 100 points in customer volume. That's the way it works. So that's my triple play. So hopefully that made sense. Hopefully I didn't rattle through it too fast. I want to really quickly, it's one customer. Thank you for the great question, Chris. Just texted this to me. Chris Sayer in Louisiana. It's one customer sale over 100 points. It can be multiple customers. I had so much fun on the ski slopes yesterday explaining this to my brother as we were driving back. And he said, so if you have to get five customers, now the five customer rule comes into play if you're a silver and above, and if you have silvers and above underneath of you, then you need to have five customer sales of any amount. And that's what my brother said, any amount? And I said, yeah, they could be five customers that all individually order a roll of duct tape, you know, for $15. That's it. He said, really? That shouldn't be too difficult. I said, I don't think it is. We had 11 customer sales this last month. All legit customers. Well, maybe I can't count McKenna's auto ship order because that was really mine. But she's a customer of ours, okay? So it's five customer sales if you are silver and above and you want to earn from your silvers and above underneath of you. Plus, then you need to have your qualifying, you know, based on your rank, and then you need to have your OV and all those other, you know, things in place. And that's kind of a can of worms I'm not going to go into. I do want to reiterate, for those of us who couldn't get on or we missed the kickoff call last night, or those of us who were on the Millionaires Club call yesterday morning, just really quick, rapid fire. And you guys, I'm going to stop talking here in just a couple minutes, and you can just start slamming me with questions to clarify any of these that I go too fast to. Big container shipment is arriving this week into the Long Beach port for Nikan. And after that shipment arrives and is stocked in the warehouse, they're estimating. I wouldn't, you know, take this to the bank quite yet, but all of the waterfalls from the 40% promotion in January and then into February and March, all of the waterfall orders should be caught up and off the back order list. All of the other small items, I know that the MagFlexes were on that back order list for a short time there because we were just moving so many of them. Those should be all current at this point. On that note, I know the Mag Duo was also one of those back order items. It has been completely overhauled as a quieter product. In other words, the little nodules that used to go in and out, they no longer go in and out. Okay, they're fixed in there now. There were some issues with not only them making noise, but some of them getting loose. Okay, and they didn't want that, so they completely rebuilt it, and now it's just quieter. Okay, the Cocoon, our amazing sleeping bag, which every time I even say that name of that product, I start thinking back to being in Mexico and what I enjoyed for several nights. That has become my new favorite, you know, product that I'm absolutely in love with. It is a permanent product, okay? So it will be a permanent feature. I don't know if they're in stock, and I didn't even bother to check. I should have put in a mock order. So that is a permanent product and will be featured as a regular item, not just as a seasonal item. And I would encourage you to utilize it, as most of us have been able to take advantage. Phenomenal entry level, very affordable for a sleep system. It's the whole thing. It's the cat's meow. It's the cake and eating it too. Everything all rolled into one. Magnetic, the button magnets, as Kurt Foley called them, the Dynaflex magnets that are in our insoles and the MagFlex, the magnetics, far infrared, and negative ions all rolled into one, and that soft velour, you know, in inner shell. Oh my goodness, that's like climbing into pure silk and flannel all rolled into one. I mean, how would you not want to sleep in that? It's almost like you want to crawl into it in your birthday suit, but that's creating bad images in our mind right now, so don't even go there. Just erase that from the tape, okay? So forget that, scratch that. But it really is an amazing sleep system in a very compact fashion. And for, you know, $150 for a customer, yes, it's an expensive sleeping bag, but this is not just a sleeping bag. I mean, I now am looking forward to some of my overnights away from home just so I can get in that or on it or underneath of it, because it really is a phenomenal product. The results we've seen, and if you've been on some of the testimony calls, you've heard about the results with special needs kids, autism, ADD, ADHD. I know Dr. Melanie Caldwell, who I'm hoping to get on this call soon, will share some of the results. We're talking not just a couple. We're talking many, many, many young people are getting their lives turned around because of this one product. So it is a permanent feature, and so be looking for that soon. Two more things real quick. Thanks, Chris. Brain bleach. Yes. Ew. Birthday suit in the cocoon. Yeah, I know. I should have never went there. But yes, and another point that Chris is bringing up is on customer orders, one customer can order 5 times in the same month and count as your 5 customer orders. Okay? It doesn't have to be different customers. It doesn't have to be new customers. We've got several people that will order more than once a month just because they forgot. I've got one of our new customers that ordered a Flex yesterday, a MagFlex, and she said, later in the month I'm going to order some more stuff, but this is all I can start with. That's fine. I don't mind that at all. I want multiple orders. It's like limiting and saying, well, you know, you can only go to your favorite grocery store once a month to count for your reward points that this particular store has. No. You can go as many times as you want. So customers, same customer counts. Every time they order, it counts as a separate order. The 10-year rule, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because this really only applies to new silvers. The 10-year rule for platinums and above to maintain their rank for developing and working with a new silver in their personal group, first level to them, and or developing silvers deep in their organization, working with their silvers to break out more silvers, the 10-year rule for that silver, that new silver, to be qualified for 2 consecutive months after they advance to silver, that's been eliminated. It's no longer part of the thing. And if I've just confused a bunch of you because you don't have any idea what I'm talking about, just forget I even said it, because it really doesn't apply to anybody unless you're platinum and above. And if you're platinum and above and you don't understand this new 10-year rule, tenure is like working at a university, at a place, that a job, and you have tenure, that doesn't mean you've been there for 10 years. It's tenure, T-E-N-U-R-E. There's been some confusion on this. It just means you've been there for a while. So the tenure for platinums and above, to break out a new silver or working in the organization to develop silvers, they don't have to be qualified at the silver rank, you know, maintaining 2,000 for two consecutive months afterwards. That's all been gone. Last announcement, and then the line is open for Q&A and for comments, suggestions, all that good stuff, is new product is coming next month. Yes, we're in April. It's April 2nd. So next month, in May, we've got a new product coming. I love the way that Jeff addressed it last night, is that I wish I could send you all one of these. So that means it's sounding like it's something pretty small, something that's pretty unique. He was pretty excited about it, if you caught the tone in his voice. So that's something to be looking forward to. I didn't catch whether it was the beginning of May, middle of May, end of May, you know, who knows when. And if they'll actually have any in the warehouse, or if we just order a bunch and then we set and wait for it. No, I shouldn't have said it that way, sorry. But history is proves that statement. But be looking for that. So, anyways, okay, star 6 on your phone line. And some of you have already gotten in the queue because I can hear the background noise. You got a question, comment, or suggestion, or anything. Fire away. And by the way, your homework assignment for Steve Crowfoot, Rita, Bill and Giselle, and Julie Clark, I just texted you that photo since I heard your voices on the line. I need some feedback whether or not shot I took yesterday is a pretty decent office environment, a nice place to work. I never have sent more texts and done more emailing while on the chairlift. When I wasn't riding with Addie, by the way, Addie, our 6-year-old, is with us. Well, even when she was right next to me, I took the opportunity. Chairlifts go by really, really fast when you're texting and emailing, because we can do all that now on our cell phones, even looking up volume numbers and everything. One of the gentlemen I texted, I literally hit send as my skis hit the platform at the unloading ramp at the top, shoved my phone in my pocket, put my gloves back on as I was skiing, put my poles back in the sleeves, and that was at 3:29. And at 3:32, I pulled my phone back out of my pocket because I was back on the chair again. I don't recommend skiing an entire run in 3 minutes. But, hey, if you can do it, and it's a pretty long run. It's about a half a mile. But I don't recommend that. Not unless you're I guess I don't know if I'd be an advanced or novice skier. But 3 minutes down the slope, back on the lift, back to texting again. What a way to spend a day, especially when it's 60 degrees outside and not a cloud in the sky and you got a beautiful view. So, questions, comments, concerns.
Vance?
Good morning, Justine. Yes, your first thank you.
Welcome back. We missed you. But just to let you know, your mother did an excellent job, and especially her and Gisela Stevens.
I heard that. I heard everything.
Yes.
Both Dave Stoltzfus and Gisela's stories were well captured, and I'm looking forward. I haven't had the opportunity to go back and listen to those recordings on Saturday AM Live, so thank you for that feedback.
Did a fantastic job.
Well, great. Great. Good to hear it.
Hi, this is Molly Chung.
Good morning, Molly.
Hi, again. Also, welcome you back.
Thank you.
Not at home, I forgot what is a Tuesday, what is Saturday, about the phone call, about the conference call. I like very much Dave Stover's method of giving a pair of shoe insole to a client without the customer asking for it. He goes around and gives everyone the shoe insole to try, and he got more definite purchase after that, and he suggests all of us would do that. And one customer a week, or for so many weeks, will be Royal Diamond in no time.
Yep, no, and if you, I will get Dave to get back. I haven't listened to the recording, so I don't know how much he already shared. But he did send me, I have it now, and I should have attached it, but Thursday night the computer was giving me the fits, very difficult to type an email or type anything on a computer when it starts getting warm, and then the number 5, the letter T, G, and B. T, G, and B. Those are pretty common letters, at least T and G are. B, maybe not so much, but definitely T. But it's very difficult to type when those keys don't work anymore, okay? I got creative. Thank you, Lee Maurice, for telling me how much I could do on my phone, which I kind of already knew that. But anyways, I will make sure that document gets sent out, and based on what Dave shared last Saturday or two Saturdays ago, whether or not he ever covered all the details of it. But the program, I've seen the material. I saw it both in print. The whole document was handed to me Thursday morning, and then I reviewed it online again. Was that yesterday? I can't remember when I looked at the whole thing from top to bottom. But excellent, simple steps to one customer a week, utilizing a product of your choice that you enjoy, and getting it in the hands of people, but developing one customer a week, and in 6 years you will be Royal Diamond. It's just playing the numbers. That's all it is. That's 52 customers, or if you want to take 2 weeks off, one for Christmas, one for Thanksgiving, whatever, but that's 50 customers a year. You're going to find some consultants, and you're going to build some great volume in route and meet all the other criteria that Deacon has now in place. So thank you for the reminder, Molly, but I will get that out to everybody. You can order it from Focus on Growth, 800-496-8508. Had a little brain block there for half a second. 800-496-8508. I don't know how much it costs. It can't be that much. It's just a few pages long and bound together very, very simply. But very, very simple book. But I love the format. I mean, I've been a fond, fan of Dave's Solstice for years for obvious reasons. However, this book is tremendous. Again, very, very simple. And it's what a lot of us are already doing, but this just puts it into context. Some of us are doing it more accelerated than what Dave's suggesting. But I'll make sure that that attachment gets attached very, very soon. So, anyways, questions, comments?
This is Shirley Samus at Fertile, Minnesota.
Good morning, Shirley.
And I tell you, last night I got caught up with your mom and Gisela. And I'm telling you, it was so informational. I'm going to go back and listen to it again today because I was just in total awe. Them two women, they really knocked it out of the park. It was just simply wonderful.
Well, thank you, Shirley. I know Mom's on. I think Gisela's at her jazzercise class this morning, but I will make sure that both of them know that for sure.
That was simply wonderful. What a shot in the arm. Well,
I will have to go out of town more often.
No. Well, we love you dearly, but they sure did knock it out of the ballpark, I'll tell you.
Well, good. I was hoping, and I'm still hoping, that some of you, I don't need kudos and comments for my, lessons learned from Mexico tidbit this morning, or contribution, or pontification, but on the triple play, does everybody clearly understand why you do not want to have an auto ship order? You do not want to have any personal volume underneath your own ID number. Click the retail box if you need to. I've seen several of our leaders realize that, I don't want this to go to, underneath just as a regular order. For example, you need a Magflex. You don't have a customer to order under. Click the retail box as you're going to get the shopping cart. Instead of paying $39 for it, you pay $49. You're going to get the $10 back. Okay? That will count as a retail customer sale. Okay, all of that volume does add up either into 500, 1,000, 1,500, and you're going to get the Neekin reward bucks back as a result. So, anyways, any other questions or comments about that? Hopefully it all makes sense because some of us are still going, Vance, I think you're wrong. I still think I need to have a personal auto ship because I have for years. Trust me, I'm over 20 years. August of 1995 is when I set up our original auto ship. Trust
and
me, I know. Go ahead.
This is Cindy and Scott in Louisville, Kentucky.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I have a quick question. With all the, we saw some stars on our downline also. so my question is, and they're people that are basically wholesale buyers, okay?
Yep.
So they, will their numbers, if they totally balk and say, nope, I don't care, and they have theirs on auto ship, so they're
mm-hmm.
getting their wholesale price and then 10% off. Okay,
yeah.
They totally balk on changing it over to retail to get paid, okay,
because mm-hmm.
they're not getting paid anymore now.
Yep.
Do their numbers go into our group volume still, even though it's wholesale?
Yes, it counts for your, if you look in the far left column on your detail genealogy, it counts for your qualified PGV, I think are the letters. I don't have them in front of me, so I apologize. But your personal group volume, what used to be our personal group volume, part of your personal group, so yes, it does count, and it does count for qualification. It does not count for that, though. Let me just make it specific. What rank are you guys?
We're silver.
You're silvers. Okay. So in order to be a qualified silver, you need, in order to get your full entitlement of 20% instead of 15, you need $2,000 in personal group volume or qualified personal group volume. So let's say you have a $300 auto ship and you bury that underneath of a customer, so that'll help for that qualification. You're 1,700 shy. You've got a half a dozen, as you called them, wholesale consumers, or I think that's what you called them. But they're not business builders, but they're consultants, and they all still have auto ships. You know, regular auto ships, or they're buying stuff periodically every month. And if all that volume from them and you totals over $2,000, then you're going to get your full 20% on, appropriately. But all of their volume, even though it's not under customers, because they're ordering it as a wholesale customer, it still counts.
Okay, then what happens if our silver under us, silvers under us, do not qualify? Do their points go into our qualified personal group volume? Do they roll up to us? Or
no.
Are they just another leg on their own?
It does not qualify. It does not contribute to our qualification. You, in turn, get paid. Let me give you an example. Let's say you've got a silver underneath of you that they have customers or they have consultants, and they generate $1,000, but the silver doesn't do anything. They're not qualified. They don't have 100 points and one customer sale. Okay, so they have zero. Big goose egg for them. But there's $1,000 underneath their silver distributorship. That all compresses up, and you will in turn get paid on that based on those people's ranks. If they're all seniors, then you're going to get 15% of that. But that volume does not contribute to your qualification. Okay? It compresses up, but it does not count for your qualification, but you in turn still get paid on it because they, in fact, for that 1 month, they become part of your personal group based on whatever rank they're at because that silver did not qualify. Does that make sense?
Well, it sounds like our personal group, but not our qualified personal
no,
group.
No, it doesn't count for qualification, for rank, or for anything of that nature.
It counts towards our 2,000.
Yes, correct. It doesn't count for that, but you still in turn get paid on it.
Got it. Okay.
But it does count for your organizational volume, correct?
It does count for your organizational volume. Great point, Chris. Thank you. Your organizational volume, your OV, your total organization, everything counts for that. Everything. Now, let's say, for example, you're a silver and you know that you need to have $4,000 in organizational volume to get paid on your silvers underneath of you, and let's say you've got $3,800 at the end of the month, and you decide, oh my goodness, I'm $200 shy from that $4,000 mark, and I want to get paid on all that silver activity down there, and you, at the very end of the month, you just throw in a $200 order underneath your own ID number. That will not count. Okay, that won't count for nothing. You take that same $200 order and put it underneath of a customer, then it counts.
What if you put it in as a retail order under your own number?
If you put it in as a retail order underneath your own ID number, yes, it counts.
Okay. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
You can do it a variety of different ways. Those are your two options, either a retail order or underneath of a customer order.
Well,
that helped me.
Okay. Thank you. I thank you an awful lot. Because I was this was as clear as mud before, so. Okay.
Yeah, it's as clear as mud during a Mexican, you know, torrential downpour with rivers are washing up bridges and people are running looking for cover, and I've seen the dry riverbeds that are remaining as a result of those torrential downpours and floods, and seen new bridges built. Yeah, clear as mud. You're right on, Shirley.
Okay, Aventa, I want to clear up for myself. So there are two qualifications then. Right? One is a qualifying buying a customer with a $100 purchase and at least one customer. And then another qualification, like the silver, that $2,000 of group buying.
Okay, rewind. Say that again, Molly. I missed you. I'm so sorry.
So there are two qualifications. An example for silver. Is that correct?
Yes. $2,000, your personal group volume,
and then another one is one customer and $100 retail.
Correct. That's exact. You nailed it, Molly. Thank you for being so eloquent in the way you explain it. That's it. That's it for a silver. If you want to get paid that 20%, no. Rewind. She said she wanted to get paid as a silver. That's $2,000 in personal group volume and one customer order over $100. If Molly has downline silvers and she wants to get paid on her leadership bonuses at 6%, then she needs the five customers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it.
And the organizational volume.
Yeah, and the $4,000 in organizational volume. So it moves to a different level of requirements. As Molly stated, you've got two, 100 points in customer sales and the $2,000 in personal group volume. Okay, that's her group. That's her, you know. And I think with the way Vance Rogers' brain works, is if you look at the regular business model of any franchise, let's take a Subway franchise, for example. The managers, the person that owns that entity, they get different perks every single month if they meet certain volume requirements. Okay, that's how it works in the real world. Well, in Nikan's world, it works no differently. So if you are a silver and you generate $1,000 in personal group volume, you know, qualified personal group volume, then you're going to get paid at 15%. If you cross that threshold of 2,000 in that calendar month, then that jumps to 20%. That's the bonus. And
got
if
it.
You've got downline silvers and above underneath of you, and you cross the threshold of 4,000 and you get five customer sales, then that jumps, then you start getting the 6% from the leadership bonus. These are great questions. Thank you.
I have a quick question about putting in your own personal ownership. You were saying before that you were going to put your cartridges for the waterfall, et cetera, on your own, under your own, because it was not being 25% off because it's not considered a consumable under the customer. Will you still do that?
I don't think I would, Nancy. And thank you for bringing this up. And by the way, this is the star of Vance's triple play concept, Nancy Cosman. at your service, everybody. And what she's bringing up, if you missed her question the way she stated it, is that I had once said that, yeah, I'll probably keep a, you know, or I'll probably put the filters, our air, our water, our shower filters, I'll, you know, for the waterfall, the bottles, I'll probably put those underneath of our own customer auto ship order when I need those because I can get them at a deeper discount. Not so much anymore. I'll simply add those to McKenna's because it doesn't do us any good qualification-wise, volume-wise.
Okay.
You know, we'll pay a little more, but we'll get all that back.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, you said your own customer. You meant your own consultant.
Yeah. My own consultant ID number. Yeah, I probably wouldn't do it. The only exception to this rule, and Nancy, you're one of them, and Rita is another one, that the CM cream samples, we can't get those underneath of a customer account. So that's where you'd want to set it up as a retail order if you're just going to order them. Okay, you click the retail box. There is no retail price for those, by the way, I don't think. All right. Because they're always going to be that whatever amount they are for the 15 samples. But that's another reason why you'd want to have a consultant auto ship just to put those on it. But, you know, we'll
figure
these things out.
Or you could use those, Vance, you could use those with your new 10 bucks that you get back.
Exactly, and that's what I've done a lot of the times is all the Nikan reward bucks that we're getting, the Nikan reward points, which we're getting all. And by the way, again, I just need to commend all of us, and I say all of us because I know there's so many of them, including myself, that in the month of March, the numbers were amazing as far as how many people hit 500, 1,000, or 1,500. I watched through the month as the numbers continued to climb, and I was so excited to see so many people taking advantage of this wonderful system and utilizing, you know, the triple play, you know, getting paid three times instead of just getting paid once. We're all rounding, you know, to third base instead of just making it to first, okay? I mean, and it's just fantastic to see that so many people, because when the name lights up in blue, I know that person has at least hit 500, and that we're seeing it consecutively, month after month after month, and you all deserve a pat on the back, okay, because it's tremendous that we're actually using it. So, gang, it's the top of the hour. I know.
Another question.
Go ahead, Shirley, real quick.
Okay, if you got a $1,500 orders, would you get the double bonus?
You're not gonna get a double bonus. So what I'm gonna suggest, if you're ordering it for yourself or whatever, what I'm gonna suggest is you. And this is speaking from experience, and I know Mom is just laughing right now because we've done this, is take, you know, large orders. Let's say you've got people that don't even want to register as a customer and they want to buy something significant. Why they wouldn't, I don't know why, but some people don't. But, yeah, you don't want to put that all underneath the same customer or even underneath the same consultant, because once you hit that 1,500 threshold, that's it. It caps out.
Okay.
You know, you can't get any more than that. So what you'll want to do strategically is make sure you've got a couple consultants. As I texted one yesterday and said, hey, by the way, I ordered some stuff underneath one of your customers. It was too good of a deal to pass up. I'll make contact with her this weekend to let her know what's going on and to arrange to pay. I just put it right, because she's local, just up the road, 2 miles away. It's coming to her house. She won't mind. I know she won't mind. If she does, then...
Okay, I do not have my personal web page up. Can I order anywhere for customers?
Shirley, what do you mean your personal web page up?
I haven't set it up.
You know, it's already set up, Shirley. It's already been established. Come November 2nd, it became established.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah, call your upline, Shirley. And anybody that knows how to drive a computer, and ask them, okay, what am I missing? I didn't even know it was set up. Every consultant who's current and active, who's paid their renewal or paid it prior to November 2nd, you have a website.
Oh,
whether or not you tailor it to you with your picture on it, or if it's just that ghastly ghost silhouette gray person.
Gotcha.
Then whatever it is, it's set up. You have customers, or you will have customers, and they can register, they can do all that. You can set that up. But the point being, as Shirley brings up, is you want to diversify. If you've got more than $1,500 going to a particular person, make it fun. Milk the system. Manipulate it. Whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
It's there. We might as well earn the most amount of Nikan reward points we can. So on that note, you guys, thank you, everybody, guys, gals, men, women, all right, boys and girls. Thank you. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much for the heartfelt prayers for our team while we were gone in Mexico. I will look forward to joining you next week. I think, I got to check my calendar, I think that, her name just left me, Carrie Percy. I think Carrie Percy is scheduled for next Saturday, but I can't confirm that. She's an amazing, absolutely amazing, phenomenal mom and grandma and wife and Nikan leader, diamond leader out there. And she's got a phenomenal story. She's got lots of phenomenal stories. But I think I scheduled her to be with us next week, so be looking forward to that. But again, thank you so much for the excellent questions and contributions, because this is what this is all about. And as you know, the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. You know, we work out these details as we learn, as we grow together. And so hopefully this has been helpful for the group. And if there's anything that we can do, and I can't encourage you enough to plug in to the Nikan Live calls that are taking place. They are absolutely phenomenal. I love the one that I get to host on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. And if you haven't tuned in to any of them, look at the schedule. Everything's posted now on theroyalalliance.com. And you can see that there. It will be posted on Nikan's site soon, if it's not already, in the information center. But these are amazing calls, and if you plug into them and get your people, customers and consultants plugged into them, they'll see the value of a live video interaction, you know, presentation that's taking place right then. And that iron sharpens iron. That interaction is really, really cool. It's like literally being in that person's family room with them. And yet they're several hundred or several thousand miles away. And then on that note, if there's anything that we can do, or if you're not getting the answers you truly need from whatever source, keep reaching out. Please reach out. I do this all the time. All the time. When you network with other people, and again, it focuses back in on that team concept. When you network, when you build the relationships, you're going to get the answers and the solutions you're looking for, and your business will grow, your team will grow, you'll develop more customers, your income will grow, and that's what we're seeing happen in an amazing, amazing way. And, you'll just be a better, you know, human being more in the process and as a result. So thank you again, everybody. Have a great, fantastic weekend. And if you have sunshine in your area, please go out and enjoy it like we do. 70 degrees here in Portland yesterday. Woohoo! Welcome April, welcome spring, and welcome mowing. Ooh, I don't like that. But anyways, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.